Hello and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James Marriott. Time for another live episode and time to meet another guest.
Yeah, my name is Steve Jenkins. I am Head of Product Marketing at Dot Digital. We are a marketing automation platform and we help marketers deliver better campaigns and deliver unforgettable experiences to their audiences.
Oh, that's a nice phrase. I like that. That's good. So you have just come, I'm going to say off stage. That's my phrase for the day. But you've just done, what I've done so far with the two other people that have done live podcast episodes is asked them to do a 30-second summary of their talk. I'm not sure if that's fair on you because yours is about six marketing tactics. So I'm not going to ask you to do a summary. What I'm going to ask you is if you had a seventh that you were going to add on, what would it be?
Good question. I think one that I vaguely, briefly mentioned but didn't go into any detail on was WhatsApp. WhatsApp is becoming massive as a marketing channel.
Right.
And that two-way conversation is something that I think every marketer now needs to be thinking about with their audience.
How does that work then? So where would WhatsApp integrate into a marketing plan? Put some flesh on that.
Yeah, of course. So you could use WhatsApp as part of your strategy in the same way that you might think about using email or SMS or any other channel at this current point. The benefit of WhatsApp is that you can have those one-to-one conversations with people. So if you're a brand and you have got the capacity to follow up quickly on customer communications and you're selling something perhaps warrants a bit more of a consultative approach, you can have more of those initial conversations through a channel that people are used to using day to day and encourage them to pick up the phone and speak to someone and continue that. And that's the real benefit of WhatsApp. It's got billions of people who are using it already. We're all using it day to day. It's untapped from a marketing perspective. There's still a bit of reticence or perceived reticence that I don't want a brand dropping into my personal WhatsApp space. But we're seeing that more and more, and it's becoming the norm. That was the case with SMS a few years ago.
Yeah.
These trends will change. And if you're a brand that somebody loves and recognises, and that's where all the other stuff that people have talked about today, building that brand and the importance comes in, people want to hear from the brands that they know and love.
This is mega interesting. So I use WhatsApp Business, which is a slightly different app, just means you can have two numbers. And that's always kind of flashing up with messages about whether or not I want to look at running like an ad campaign or something. And I'm like, there's clearly something going on. And you're right in terms of the fact that it's a bit of an untapped resource. Feels like we're right at the start of something quite interesting with WhatsApp. So, and I'm not sure that we've had anyone that's ever talked about it on this podcast before. I don't think even the word WhatsApp has come up. So that's really interesting. All right, a couple of questions that were sent to us in advance, and we will give an opportunity for anyone that's in the audience that does want to ask a question in a moment or two. Which brands do you really admire? And I'm assuming this is in terms of their marketing.
I think everyone's got these kind of niche, smaller brands that really appeal to them. I think like the older you get as well, and certainly with working in marketing, you become a bit more distant to some of it and savvy to it. The brands that resonate with me are the things that I love and like engaging with. So one of my favorites is Beer 52. That's a beer subscription service. They send me relevant marketing. They give me personalized offers. I like their product, so I engage with it. And I think some other things on a more personal level, like I've started using this guy who's a personal trainer who basically reached out to me on an Instagram ad that was just super, super targeted. I've got two young kids and I saw this ad and he was like, feeling tired again. You're a tired dad, blah, 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 following me around with these messages. And it was just relevant based on my personal experience. And I think that's the key these days. You follow brands that that you have an affinity to and a genuine need to use their services.
Yeah, that makes sense. This question is phrased in a very careful way. And I think there's probably a question that they're not quite asking in this, but are there any brands where you really like to take over their marketing? I think that means, are the brands that you think, oh, they're not doing a very good job, I could do that better. Who do you want to throw under the bus?
No, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I know how hard it is from being on the other side. The tricky thing that we have in the tech space and that lots of other businesses have is that everyone's got a million competitors. It's so hard to say something different. I think the reality is you look at 95% of brands out there and you haven't got a clue what they do. The messaging's not clear or they're saying the same thing as everyone else. It's difficult for everyone. and that's why us as marketers have got to try and own that a bit more and help brands differentiate.
You could be a politician. That was a very good one. Have we got any questions anyone that would like to ask who's hung around?
Yeah. You had on your presentation about the jewellery. I'm a jewellery designer, so my ears pricked up and I was watching all of that. What jewellery website would you say is the best that you think that I could possibly learn from?
Wow. I'm really not the man to ask for recommendations of jewellery websites, unfortunately. I think the example I shared there is a customer called John Greed. He's the brand that we work with, a UK-based jewellery designer. If you want an example of someone who's delivering that personalised experience, they're doing it, and they're one of the few brands probably in the UK to be offering that. And because these things are personalised, you quite often won't realise until you've signed up for their marketing or you've bought something to truly understand that the experience you're getting there is unique. Yeah, I'm not an avid purchaser of jewellery, so I can't give you a better answer beyond that, unfortunately.
One more question that I will ask you, which is, where do you think automation really shines for marketers in 2025?
I think it's the same places that it's always shined. It's about delivering communications at a relevant point in time. We've talked about automation for years, but the reality is that lots of businesses are still not doing it that well. So having a strategy in place, making sure that you have got the fundamentals, some of which I talked about in my presentation, you've got a welcome journey, you've got a replenishment journey, you deliver back in stock communications to people who are interested in products. Getting the basics right is still really important, and then considering how you add in other channels to offer more choice to customers as well is super important. We just talked about WhatsApp, you know, asking customers what channels they prefer to hear from you on is really important. Not everyone wants to receive emails. We get thousands of them. Some of them get ignored. People will prefer to hear from the brands they love on their mobile if you send them the right thing. So that's a big consideration.
Steve, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to chat.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for answering those questions so elegantly. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.